Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Let's go!
Now it's the Mercedes in the Morning pre-show. Mix 94.1.
Happy Tuesday morning. It is Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. JC here. Steph is here. Mercedes is not here. Just she took the day off to kind of rest up. She came in here on Monday. She thought about calling out sick, but there was a lot going on yesterday's show, so she felt the need to come in on Monday. But as the day went on, she felt a little bit tired and worn out and taking and sitting this one out today.
Yeah, it was funny because after the show, we had a staff meeting, and I feel like we could pick up on each other's energy.
Yes.
Like, we're pretty good at that,
yep.
Me, you, Mercedes. And when we don't feel well, we'll be like, are you okay? Saw you after the show. Everything okay in your world? But we already knew going into yesterday's show that Mercedes was sick. So at the meeting, I was looking at Mercedes, and you can tell she was fighting it. She goes, I'm fine.
Yeah.
But her energy was just, oh, I'm not doing well. And then I saw her after the meeting's done or whatsoever, and we're walking back to our studios. I'm like, hey, how you feeling? She goes, not good. Like, she's like not talking so loud as she used to.
Yeah.
And she goes, I got to record a spot right now, hoping I can get to the doctor. And then I checked in with her a few hours later, say, hey, how are you? She goes, I am not good. I'm thinking of calling out sick. I'm like, call out sick.
Exactly.
The show will go on. We will, you know, hold the fort down, but your priority is your health, and we'll make sure that you get better versus, you know, coming in and having to deal with all these things.
I sent her the same message, just checking in. She said, you know, I went home and figured I'd get some rest and feel better, but it's I'm not getting better. I'm just not feeling right. And then she wrote back to me, she said, I'll let you guys know in a couple hours about tomorrow. I'm like, just
call
it now.
Just
like, to get rid of that anxiety of, let me give it two more hours to see how I feel. Just make that call right now. Hey, everything's going to be fine today for us. Make that call now so that we can rest up even more and not have that anxiety of, do I go into work? Do I stay home? What do I do? I'm like, just call the shot now. And she waited a couple hours to text us last night.
She still didn't.
Yeah, she tried to, like, she's like, you know what, guys? I don't think, like, stay home.
Yeah, and we all do that. We all do that. Like, I feel guilty for leaving work. I feel like when I went to the Padres game last week and I knew I had to take an hour off, or just an hour off of work, like, I left in the 9 o'clock hour, I felt this type of, oh my gosh, am I gonna get everything done after the show? Because when the show is done, we're still not done with work.
Yeah, especially you too. I mean, you're the one that's getting on the production. You have extra work.
Yeah, I do. And that's why I was like, I gotta make sure that I have everything done before I leave. I'm still posting on social media in line while we're boarding. I'm still posting on social and I'm texting Mercedes, like, hey, just to let you know, I tagged you in this. If you want to repost it, feel free. Like, we do that to ourselves. It's so funny.
Why anybody else do that? Why do we do that? And I mentioned to Mercedes yesterday, like, you have the hesitation about calling out sick because we had a lot going on. At the end of the day, we didn't have a lot going on. We were doing Beat Mercedes. All that stuff can wait till next week. And that's what I said to her. I said, think about it. Adele canceled her residency.
Yeah.
Wasn't it the day before? Like, if Adele, like, just has no issue saying, I'm going to cancel the residency.
Yeah.
When people flew in to see you and everything else, we can call out sick with no worries.
I
we
mean,
should
look,
be able to.
The When We Were Young Festival on Saturday. Like,
yes.
The wind, you know, all that stuff. Like, they canceled the day of, even though they knew days before they canceled the day of. And it's okay. The show goes on and people will get a refund. Yeah, they'll be mad for a quick second or whatever. But you get your money back and you can go next year.
I have the same fear of, like, I don't know why. I just don't want to ever call out sick. Like, something, like, I'm going to lose my job or something.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know what
you know what,
is.
JC, you took today off. You know what? Take the rest of your career off. Like, what? What is he talking
we're
about?
We're firing you because you were sick.
Yeah,
like, oh my
it's
gosh.
So weird at work. Yeah. So she'll be back. She'll be back tomorrow and hopefully getting some just resting up today. So much needed rest for her. And we want her to stay home and relax. You and I are dealing with something here as soon as he walked into the radio station. And I noticed this yesterday. Look into Steph's studio. We're in separate studios. And she has like a winter jacket on, like the old school. Like
puffer jacket. Yeah,
yeah, like it's 20 below outside. And I said to her, I'm like, you need to say something to our boss or someone because that's not... The AC shouldn't be that cold in your studio where you can't comfortably do your job. It's not right.
It's freezing. So yesterday when I felt like this weekend, the weather dropped 20 degrees,
yeah,
right?
Yep.
So over the weekend, people aren't going to come in and change the thermostat. So I'm one of the first people in the building. So I knew already going into the studio, it was going to be freezing. So I put in my winter red puffer jacket. I look like I'm going into New York City on Christmas
Day.
Like
she's going sledding. Like it snowed on Thanksgiving weekend and she's going to go sledding with her friends.
And I'm not taking it off whatsoever because in the studio, it's that cold.
Yeah.
So JC mentioned to me, he goes, hey, you know, you should talk to our boss and let them know, like, you need to change your thermostat however they change it. And I guess this morning we were dealing with some stuff today.
Well, I saw our engineer was in there changing some things, but he came in our studio too and was pushing some buttons and I was recording some stuff and I didn't want to strike up a conversation because I had to get something done. So I'm like, let's let him get in, do his thing and let him leave. And so he did his thing. He left and I left shortly after. Came in this morning, the heat's on, like hot heat. We went from, it was comfortable in my studio, cold, freezing cold in yours. I walk into the main studio here. The heat is on.
I see you sweating already.
Oh.
And I came into your studio too before you came in. I forget for what, but I walk into your studio. I'm like, whoa, is it me or is it a little warm in
it's
here?
It's warm.
So then you come in and you mention, I'm like, okay, I'm not going crazy. Now your studio is hot. My studio is perfectly fine. We're just never, ever going to get the thermostat right in this station.
Well, over the summer, we had to jump on because someone changed it and made it hot in the summertime. So we jumped on YouTube because there's a lock on it. We cracked the code. So I have the YouTube video saved on my computer, so I'm going to crack the code.
You bookmarked it?
I'm just going to turn the heat off. I'm not going to turn the AC. I'm just going to turn the heat off. It's
too
hot in here.
Yeah, I think that you should turn the heat off. We don't want you warming up. And then you're in the studio with the board, and the board needs to be cooled down.
Yes, thank you.
There you go. That's your excuse.
Why. Yes.
I think it's perfect.
The radio station's going to overheat.
Yeah, no,
it's like an old car. It's going to overheat. Oh, my gosh. All right, so we still have lots to come up on the show for you guys today, including those tickets to go see Elton John that happens in the 8 o'clock hour. That's his final show that's happening next week. We've got your tickets at 8:25. Next hour, we have a gift card for you to Blue Point Medical Spa. We've got the dirt coming up. So lots coming up on today's show. But let's start with the pre-show. You pick them. You get to pick the song. And the three we got lined up for you this morning are first, Naughty by Nature.
Get out with OPP. Yeah, you know me. Get out with OPP. Yeah, you know me. Who's out with OPP?
We've got Faith Hill. And then option number three is Remember OK Go. Which song do you want to hear? You can call us, text us at 702-364-9400, tweet us, Facebook message us, do it all. We'll count your votes and play the winner next here on Mix 94.1.
Loading in the air, being with you gets me that way.
All the rumors are true, yeah.
It's time for the Daily Dirt on Mix 94.1.
So Unholy by Sam Smith and Kim Petras is the new number one song in the country. This is the first number one song for both singers. Now, the number two song in the country is Steve Lacy, Bad Habit.
I bite my tongue, it's a bad habit.
And then Harry Styles got the number three song.
It's just us.
So check this out. So As It Was extends its streak of spending the most time in the top three. This song has been in the top three for 29 weeks.
I am just so shook by Harry Styles because he's doing like his Harry's House in LA right now, and some of my friends are out there.
Uh-huh.
But doing that many shows, I mean, that takes a lot out of you. So good on Harry, and just congratulations on all of the success.
Is it like 10 shows or something like that?
Something crazy.
It's a residency is what he's doing.
Yeah, and he's going in different cities. It's not like, oh, okay, let's go to Vegas and do a residency for a few months. No, he's going to different cities. And he has his whole production crew moving from city to city. That is a huge deal.
And I think I saw something. I think he sent Taylor Swift a note or something congratulating her on the success of her album.
Of course. And he's sweet, and he's thoughtful, and he's sending Lizzo things, Taylor Swift things.
He does
he
it all.
He just sent us things.
Like, yeah, we're playing your song in Vegas, Harry Styles. Check this out. So Lil Baby has the number one album in the country. It's Only Me. And he now has three songs in the top 10. He's got the number 4 song, the number 8 song, and the number 10 song. But all that's going to change next week with Taylor Swift. That album, it already is number one, but the official charts end on Thursday. So she'll have the number one song next week. And it's just a matter of how many songs of hers will be in the top 10 next week.
Oh, yeah. I can imagine all 10 of hers, all 10 songs in the top 10 are Taylor Swift.
Could you imagine? I think Drake has that record of the most songs in the top 10 at the same time. But could you imagine? If she had 1 through 10.
I can imagine that because she's just so good. Everyone loves her.
No. This is sad. Leslie Jordan, who played Beverly Leslie on Will and Grace, died Monday afternoon after crashing his car into a building in Hollywood. He was 67 years old. They're saying he suffered some sort of medical emergency that caused the crash. He was pronounced dead at the scene, but he won an Emmy for his role on Will and Grace back in 2006. He was on the show Call Me Cat, The Cool Kids. He was on American Horror Story for 3 seasons. It seems like a really sweet guy, and so many singers and actors and people in Hollywood just coming out and saying great stories about this guy.
When I would open up TikTok or any social media platform and I would see him, he just brought so much joy into people's lives just through screens.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine how he was in person. And just my whole entire social media feed yesterday was all him from all walks of life. Everyone loved him. And it just makes me sad, like thinking about what he was going through those last final moments. Imagine like if you're having an medical emergency and you have to drive yourself to the hospital, how dangerous that is. So I'm just sending a lot of thoughts and prayers to his friends and his family and everything that they might be going through right now.
Yeah, so many people came out to say, when that many people come out to say something about a guy, you know he was doing something right.
Oh, absolutely.
Ever go to a charity event and maybe bid on a silent auction item? Yeah, I'll bid on that Bed Bath & Beyond basket over there. Oh, you know, $30, yeah, I'm down.
Never, actually. I'll pass on this.
Well, 10-year-old Blue Ivy Carter attended an auction Saturday night with her parents Beyonce and Jay-Z. Remember, she's 10. She bid more than $80,000 on a pair of diamond earrings. And I don't mean that her mom or dad bid on them for her. She had her own paddle. And when the bidding hit $80,000, she threw it up in the air. Now, she didn't win the earrings, though. They eventually went to someone else for $105,000. I guess that was out of her price range.
She goes, $85,000 I'll do, but not above $100,000.
Yeah, I got to cut it off there, guys. It's above my allowance. We'll have more dirt coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. It's Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning, show number
1724.
And now, here's your hosts, Mercedes and JC.
Well, good morning. Happy Tuesday morning. It is Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. Mercedes she's taking the day off. She was in here yesterday, Steph, and just not feeling 100% and really forced herself to come in on Monday.
She did. We all do that. We all force ourselves to try and work even though we're not at our 100%. And we said, take the day off tomorrow. Please don't feel obligated that you need to do all these things. We can take over for the day, and then tomorrow when you're 100%, it's like nothing happened.
Take the week off if you need it.
Yeah, a month.
Well,
okay.
Come on. Maybe a week.
Don't take it too long.
Come on. Hey, I had to. So it's Steph and I will be here this morning. But I had to do, though, I took a piece of tape because all morning long I've been turning on our microphone instead of yours. So I had to tape down her microphone so I know not to turn on her microphone and go to the left and turn on your microphone. And I'm going to go in and turn her studio light on because when I look up, straight in front of me, it's Mercedes' studio and it's dark. So I need to at least turn her light on. That way I feel her presence.
Oh, that's so sweet of you. You know, you can still turn her mic on, and she just won't be talking.
She won't be there.
You can turn everyone's mic on. It's just
hello? Anyone there? Hello? I got to tell you something. I am so inspired by your husband, James, because you've been, do you consider yourself a foodie?
I don't consider myself a foodie. I love to eat, but I don't see myself going out and trying, let's go to this restaurant, and let's go here, and let's try this thing. But I think I know what you're going to say.
Because Steph has been posting these pictures on her Instagram story of all these meals that her husband James has been making every night, and breakfast, too. And oh my gosh, they look so good. Every time I see these posts, I get jealous and I get hungry.
You want to know what it is? The air fryer. James loves to cook with the air fryer, so he has been making all sorts of things, like the breakfast one that you love that you commented on my Instagram story.
Mouth-watering.
Isn't it? He used the air fryer for the potatoes, like I told you, the best. And then he made a scrambled egg with avocado slices on top with thick-cut strips of bacon. Also in the air fryer, he made the bacon.
As you're grabbing your granola bar this morning, running out the door, think of having that for breakfast right now.
Right. And meanwhile, I have my Kind granola bar, but I don't get James' food until later that day. And I think last night he tried something new. He tried a soy chicken made in the air fryer. And then the side was a pasta. He's like, I've never made homemade pasta before. He's like, I'm just going to go in blind. So he made a pasta. I forgot the noodles, but they're like the shells. And
they look like macaroni and cheese.
It looked like macaroni and cheese, but it had like cilantro cut pieces in it with Italian sauce. I mean, he is naturally talented in the kitchen. He doesn't even try. Sometimes I'll look on Instagram for recipes. So he looked on the Instagram for recipes for the soy chicken, but he went in blind with the pasta. And he did fabulous. I'm so proud of him.
He should post videos because I got my air fryer on Friday. And Laura and I were so excited to use it on Saturday. We're like, what do we know? Let's start simple. Let's just do chicken. We'll have some veggies. Just keep it clean. Keep it simple. I don't know. I think I got a bad air fryer because as soon as I took it out of the box, it smelled like the plastic smell was so toxic and overbearing. I put it on the kitchen counter and I'm thinking maybe it has to air out for a second. It's been in a box for a long time. Laura comes downstairs. She's like, what's that smell? I'm like, it's an air fryer.
What?
It's like this toxic plastic smell. So I'm like, okay, maybe it needs to air out. But then the one I got, I open it up and I'm trying to read the instructions and the thing is like that big. The bin to put the chicken in is tiny. So I got a tiny, tiny air fryer. How big is your bin?
No, I had a small. The first air fryer that we got was a small bin.
Yes.
And then we needed to upgrade because we're like, this thing isn't
going to cook anything in this. What do you cook?
Exactly. So we went to Costco and we got a bigger one so that it's a bigger bin. I forgot the gallon size or how big it is. But the small one we got.
You can't cook anything in it. I'm thinking I'd do half a chicken breast in there. And then you have to flip it over and everything. So I turned it on because it said you have to heat it up to burn off. Yeah. And it just started to smell even more. Ooh. In the tiny bin, I unplugged it. And I put it in the garage, and I baked my chicken on Saturday night.
You're like, air fryer. You know, you did get that air fryer for free.
It's true.
And
it's true.
It's not like you invested money into something. But, you know, I do have some good news. Is James and I, we plan on upgrading again to a bigger air fryer.
How big you going?
We're trying to do the oven air fryer.
Woo-hoo!
The big boy one at Costco. We're like, we're going to go to the Mac because we love our air fryer so much. So, if you want, if we upgrade, let me know if you're interested in ours because we absolutely love it. We'll give you some tips on what things to cook.
Are you gifting it to me or is this
No.
It's an offer up. I got to pay for it?
Sorry, $80,
oh,
JC. I'm no lower than that. No, of course I would give it to you.
It's broken in. It's got some flavors already in the pan there.
We would clean it really well. We'll give you a new little stack inside of it if you want. Oh, maybe you'll have to buy that on your own, actually.
I get it. There's crumbs inside it. Like a toaster with crumbs inside of it.
Never.
Well, I'm inspired by James. He should post the videos of what he's doing to get those meals. They look really, really good. All right, on today's show, where do we start? A $200 gift card to Blue Point Medical Spa. That's yours coming up in about 15 minutes. We have the early edition of Heads Up. So that's all coming up next. 8:25, 8 o'clock hour, Elton John. His final concert, Allegiant Stadium, a week from today. You will be there because we have your tickets at 8:25. There's tickets to go see Muse at 7:40 and 9:40. And the Killers, a pair of tickets. This is exclusive. A pair of tickets to the Formula One Las Vegas Grand Prix. They have a private VIP celebration featuring the Killers at Caesars Palace. This is happening on November 5th. Your chance to win tickets in the 8 o'clock hour. And that happens exactly right around 8:20. So lots to come. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, here we go. Amber, good morning to you, Amber. How's it going?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Are you ready to play Heads Up?
I'm super excited.
We've got a great prize for you. This is a $200 gift card to Blue Point Medical Spa. And Steph, they got a lot going on this week.
Yeah, this Friday, they'll have their open house from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. with prizes, food and drinks. Mercedes will be out there, so make sure to stop by.
It's going to be a great time. So, Amber, you got four categories to choose from. We've got Mother Nature. We've got Mine Nachos. Am I saying that right, Steph?
Yeah, yep.
Okay, and Slithering Snake. And Around the World, which category do you want to go with?
Probably My Nachos.
My Nachos. Okay, and then who do you want to pick as your partner? Mercedes is out today. She'll be back tomorrow, so you can pick myself, JC, or you can go with Steph.
I'll go with JC.
All right, here we go. Steph, can you work the controls over there? All right, we got 60 seconds on the clock, and we start now. If you have chips and what?
Chips and guac?
No, the tomato, onions, chopped
cheese,
up.
Nachos?
Keep going, chips, and you put this on top.
Pass?
Okay, I'll pass on that one. They come in green, black. Sometimes they're pitted.
Olive.
Yes. This is a very hot pepper.
Ghost pepper.
And a little bit less
jalapeno pepper.
Jalapeno, yes, correct. You put this white stuff on top of your tacos and your nachos as well.
Cheese?
No, it's...
Onion?
No, we'll pass on that one. This next one is if you have salsa and guacamole, you put it on top of these flour things.
Chips?
What kind of chips?
Tortillas?
Yes. You cut these up. They make you cry when you cut these up.
Onions.
Yes. This is the meat you put inside tacos. Not chicken, but...
beef.
Yes. The green stuff, you mix it up together to make what? Avocado.
Yes, she got it.
She said guacamole.
She said guac.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. You guys had 5 seconds left.
Hallelujah.
I'm so worried.
Oh, Amber. Amber, my philosophy is we got 60 seconds. Let's use all 60 seconds.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I love it.
The first one we passed on was salsa.
Oh, salsa, duh.
But either way, Amber, you won. You just got that $200 gift card to Blue Point Medical Spa. So congratulations. You're all set with that. So we have these all week long with the early edition of Heads Up. We're going to do Heads Up again in the 8 o'clock hour. And when you win Heads Up in the 8 o'clock hour, you're going to get tickets to go see Elton John's final concert in Las Vegas a week from tonight at Allegiant Stadium.
Rumors are true, yeah. It's time for the Daily Dirt on Mix 94.1.
So if you're just joining us, Mercedes is out today. She'll be back tomorrow, just feeling under the weather, so she took the day off. So Steph and I are here. Mercedes wasn't 100% yesterday. She should have took off yesterday and just relaxed.
I'm proud of her for the taking today off.
Same
because
here.
Yesterday she was like, give me a couple dollars, see if I feel better. I'm like, oh, no, Mercedes, you should get it off. So good for her, and I'm glad she's getting her rest.
Yeah, that was at the 5 o'clock or maybe 4:30 text. I'm going to give it a couple more hours. Just make the call at 4:30. I'm not coming in tomorrow. That way you don't have the anxiety of, at 7 o'clock at night, 8 o'clock at night, do I go in, do I stay home? Make the call. That way you can rest up and be good for the rest of the week.
I kind of want to text her now saying, hey, are you feeling better? Should you come in now? No, I wouldn't.
You got lots of rest. You got 12 hours of rest. Still 3 hours of show left. Come join us. Henry Cavill is officially back to playing Superman. So in an Instagram video, he said, quote, a very small taste of what's to come, my friends. The dawn of hope renewed. Thank you for your patience. It will be rewarded. So he first portrayed Superman in 2013's Man of Steel. And then he continued to play the role in two follow-up films. 2016 Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice. And then 2017's Justice League. So why did this happen? If you go see Black Adam, let's just say stick through all of the credits.
Oh, it's one of those.
Yeah, there's something you'll see, and he addresses that in his Instagram post that's out there. I don't want to give anything away, but if you go see Black Adam, do not leave until all the credits are
over. Okay, because I do want to see that movie. I heard mixed reviews, but I heard it was number one in the box office.
It's huge, yeah. Weekend.
Okay, all right, I have to check it out.
Okay, rank them. All these guys have played Superman in some form or other. We have Henry Cavill, Christopher Reeve, Dean Cain, Ben Affleck.
I've only seen Ben Affleck. So I'll just go
you
Ben Affleck.
You know Henry Cavill is Superman? You didn't see any of those?
No, I didn't watch any of those.
Really? That's fine.
Okay. I'll go Affleck.
Uh-huh.
Cavill. Reeve.
The original Superman. You put it at number 3.
Gosh, I'm so bad. What was the last one?
Dean Cain.
I'm sorry, man. You're going last.
His
flashlight's on in his phone.
I got the boomer. That's the worst.
Turning off your light.
Oh, my gosh.
With the new update on the iPhone, you, have to hold down on the flashlight button.
Oh, yeah.
I learned the hard way on that.
I'll be at the gym. I'll look down at my pocket. And I'll see it on my pocket.
Your flashlight's on
in
your phone.
Oh, gosh. I'm that guy.
Loser.
Wait, you put Dean Cain last?
I don't know. Okay, I've never seen any of the other ones besides Ben Affleck, so I don't know what else to base it off of.
Dean Cain was Superman in the TV show Lois and Clark.
Yes.
And he used to come on this show all the time in the late 90s.
No way.
Yeah, we...
Didn't you have a story on him?
We used to go out and party. At the Monte Carlo. At the brew pub inside the Monte Carlo. Me and Dean Cain.
So, okay,
we ran the room.
You rank them then. So I'm guessing he would be first on your list?
Yeah, I'll go Dean Cain, number one, because he used to party with us. We haven't talked to him in 20 years, but we used to be friends back in the day. Christopher Reeve, number 2. I'll do Ben, number 3. I really liked Ben. And then Henry, 4.
Okay.
Let's talk about the charts. Where am I going? The charts. Number one song in the country. Sam Smith and Kim Petras. Number one song, Unholy.
Love this song.
So good. This is the first number one song for both of them. And then with Sam Smith born in London, Unholy is the third number one song this year by a British act in a lead role. The other two include Harry Styles and then Glass Animals hit number one as well. The last time we saw this many Brits hit number one in a year, we have to go back to 1989. And in 1989, there were six British acts to hit number one. The most Brits to hit number one in a year happened in 1985 when there were 13 British acts that hit number one back in 1985.
Wow, the 80s, the Brits took over.
The British invasion was in 1985. By the way, here's the number two song in the country. Steve Lacy, Bad Habit is number two. And then Harry Styles, this song is still killing it. As It Was is number three, and that extends its streak of spending the most time in the top three, 29 weeks in the top three.
I need Harry's house to come to Las Vegas. Do you? I think we need to make a petition.
Okay.
Harry Styles.
Go on.
Residency in Las Vegas because he was in New York for what, 15 shows?
I think so.
And then now he's in LA for 10 shows.
He did Chicago for a bunch of shows too.
And then Vegas needs to be the next one. I could see him right now, Harry's house.
Wasn't he here? The beginning of the year?
He was.
Yeah, Mercedes went, right?
But was it Harry's house that it was?
Was it a tour? Is there a difference between Harry's house and... Oh, so Harry's house is the extended.
I think
he's
so.
He's established a house in this town.
Yeah, I needed Harry's house.
Like,
he needs to be here every weekend for the next 10 weeks.
What if he just buys a house here in town?
Oh, then we're going to visit.
Harry has a house here in
town. In
Summerlin. Yeah.
We're going to visit Harry's house.
I think Harry would go Henderson, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah, I think...
Because it could be the H's, the Harry's house.
Yeah, I think Styles would go Henderson.
Perfect. He's closer to me then.
Yeah, he's out by you. So Matthew Perry said that of all of his friends' co-stars, they all rallied around him when he was struggling with addiction. And he has a new book that's out. And he's revealing a lot. But out of all of his co-stars, he said one of them did a little more than the others. So he has an interview with Diane Sawyer. It airs Friday here on ABC. Who do you think it was? Out of all, they all helped him, but there was one that went above and beyond. Who do you think it was?
I'm going to go with someone I think. What was Joey's actor's name? LeBlanc?
Matt LeBlanc.
I'm going to say Matt LeBlanc.
Actually, it's Jennifer Aniston.
Really?
And he says that she was the one that reached out the most. He goes on to say, you know, I'm really grateful to her for that. So in this interview with the New York Times, a separate interview, Matthew estimated that he spent $9 million trying to get sober. He says he's sober now. That new book, Friends, Lovers, and Big Terrible Things, comes out November 1st, so a week from today. And it sounds like he doesn't hold back. He talks about doctors at one point giving him a 2% chance to live. He was in a bad way health-wise. He reveals that he once asked Jennifer Aniston out 3 years prior to Friends starting. She said no. So imagine that was a little awkward when they got cast on Friends together. Like, hey, remember when I asked you out?
Oh, that time. Yeah. Sorry about that, buddy.
And then if you didn't know, he dated Julia Roberts. Julia Roberts actually appeared on an episode of Friends in the 90s. And this, back in the 90s, that wasn't common for A-list movie stars to make an appearance on a TV show. But she was dating Matthew Perry at the time. He ended up breaking up with her. And she was shocked when it happened. The reason he broke up with her because he felt that he would eventually disappoint her in the future and didn't want to do that. So he broke up with her.
Wow. Going back to the addiction thing, didn't you mention that there was only one season of Friends where he remembered because he was sober at that time?
Yeah, maybe it was more than one, but yeah, there was like a blur of seasons. And if you go back and watch it too, you see there's one season where he is just, I mean, unhealthy skinny.
Yeah,
and then he puts
was.
On weight, and you see the fluctuation. It's all from the drug abuse.
Man, well, I'm happy for him, and I'm excited to read the book. I'm definitely going to
try
it.
Yeah, sounds like a good one. What was the name of your book, too? Yeah, that sounds like a really good book.
Oh, The Hotel Nantucket by Ellen Hildebrand. I just read it. She's amazing. I want to read it. She's made like 28 novels or something like that, and it wasn't by like the 26th novel did she finally become a bestseller.
Really?
So it's not too
late.
Never
give up on that dream.
Yes.
That's good. All right, we'll have coming up here, we have lots of prizes for you. Next hour, 8:25, 1 hour for right now, there's tickets for you to go see Elton John. Keys to the Killers, tickets for you to go see the Killers. This is your chance to win tickets to see the Killers. That happens at 8:20. They're performing at that VIP Formula One Las Vegas Grand Prix party happening at Caesars Palace on November 5th. So we have your chance to win those at 8:20. And then this hour, we're all over the place. Huge prizes, 7:40 for you. Tickets to go see Muse. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. And coming up, we have your keys to the Killers. This is your chance to win tickets to this exclusive VIP event with the Killers performing at Caesars Palace on November 5th. But first, Steph, we need to go back to yesterday's keys to the Killers and bring in Hansel. Hansel, are you there, buddy?
Yes, sir.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. So yesterday you heard the keys to the Killers. You heard one of those keywords?
Yes.
and you texted it in, right?
Yes, I texted it to 20357.
Look at you giving up the number and everything. Yeah, Hansel. Well, guess what, Hansel?
Yes.
You won.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You had a boyfriend. Oh, my God. So excited.
This is going to be awesome. This is so exclusive. You got awesome. Tickets to go see the Killers at Caesars Palace Saturday, November 5th, woo-hoo, for the Formula One Las Vegas Grand Prix launch party. This is an all-day event. There's going to be drivers there, driving experiences, cars, and Hansel will be there. Experience it all.
All right.
Well, hold on 1 second, Hansel. We have to get some more information from you. And if you want this VIP experience, here is this hour's key to the Killers. This hour's keyword to the Killers is young. Y-O-U-N-G, young. Like when we were young. Text the word young to 20357. Don't use our normal text line. Text it to 20357 for your chance to win exclusive VIP tickets to see the Killers. This is going to be an unbelievable day. So message and data rates do apply. For full rules, visit our website, mix941.fm, and good luck.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. If you're just joining us, a little update. Mercedes is out today. She wasn't feeling 100%, so she took the day off to get some rest, and she'll be back with us tomorrow. But we have heads up right now, Steph. And we have, well, first off, we want caller 20 at 702-364-9400. And you're caller 20. You're playing a heads up. And what a prize this is. Tickets to Elton John's Farewell Yellow Brick Road, the final tour. This show is a week from tonight. Elton John's final concert, technically, will be at Allegiant Stadium, and we've got your tickets right now.
702-364-9400. Caller 20, you're winning tickets, or you're going to play for tickets to see Elton John.
Now, here's the thing. Since Mercedes is out, you either play with myself, JC, or with Steph.
Oh, if you want to play with me, I'm excited. Because if you choose me, I'll make sure we're going to be in the 30-second club.
Oh, the rare 30-second club.
The rare 30-second club.
You pick me, we'll be in the 60-second club, but you will win. we got four categories for you to choose from. Caller 20, 702-364-9400. You're playing heads up for those tickets to see Elton John. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Okay, here we go. We have Misty. How are you this morning?
Oh, my God, you guys, I'm so great. I'm so excited.
Are you ready to play Heads Up?
Heck yes.
Okay, we have these tickets to go see Elton John a week from tonight. This is his farewell Yellow Brick Road, the final tour, Allegiant Stadium. This is going to be an amazing show. So first off, let me give you your categories. Your categories are caffeine, mashed potatoes, hot chocolate, and ghosts and goblins. Which category do you want to go with?
Gosh, oh my goodness. Let's go mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes. All right, now here's the deal. So Mercedes is out today. She'll be back tomorrow. That means you can either go with me, JC, or Steph, who guaranteed you get it in under 30 seconds. Who do you want to go with?
Oh, I love you, JC, so much, but I want to do it under 30 seconds. So
Oh, the pressure's on. Okay, let's do this.
All right, here we go, Misty. Here's the deal, Misty. If you go longer than 30 seconds, you'll still get the tickets.
Yes.
You got to get them in 60, yeah. But Steph said you'll get it under 30 seconds. The category is mashed potatoes, right?
Yeah, and then because National Potato Day is tomorrow, so these are all foods that are made of potatoes.
Okay, here we go, Misty. 60 seconds on the clock, and you start... now.
You'll get this with a side of a hamburger and?
Fries.
Yes, you get Lay's, Fritos, they're all?
Chips.
Yes, these are all like smashed potatoes. They're like patties. You can have it on the side with your breakfast.
Half brown.
Yes. This is something you would get at Sonic instead of French fries.
Tater tots.
Yes, this is what you would put with gravy at Thanksgiving.
Mashed potatoes.
Yes, this is all you would put like mustard, mayo. Sometimes they'll put celery in it.
Potato salad.
Yes,
in 30 seconds.
Misty, we are right.
In exactly 30 seconds.
No way.
Yes, 30
no
seconds.
Way.
Yes, you did it in 30 seconds, you guys.
Oh, you guys are shaking so hard.
I love your excitement, Misty.
Misty, guess what? You're going to go see Elton John.
Oh, my God.
Oh, the two of you just crushed it. I love that. Energy's amazing. Misty, hold on 1 second. We have to get your information. Wow. Steph, you knew it. You knew you'd do it in 30 seconds.
I just put it out there. I really didn't know if we were going to get it in 30 seconds, but we did it.
Yeah. So, Misty, you're all set. Elton John, wow. A week from tonight, his farewell, Yellow Brick Road, the final tour. It's going to be a night for you. So, congratulations. We've got these tickets all week long when you win. Heads up at 8:25 and then... whew, I need a breather. Next hour, 9:40, tickets to go see Muse. It's Mix 94.1. It is Mercedes in the morning, and let's get Tracy right here. Tracy, good morning. What are you doing right now?
Hi, good morning. I'm driving.
You're driving to work, driving to school? Where are you driving to?
I'm driving home, my day off.
Oh, well, listen, your day off is enjoy it, but it just got even better because you just got tickets
yes.
to go see Muse.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much, Stacey. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. You're all set. So we got Muse, and this is the Will of the People World Tour with special guest Evanescence at T-Mobile Arena on Saturday, April 8th. So congratulations, Tracy.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. I love you guys. Mix 94.1 is the best.
Oh, we love you. Hold on 1 second. Enjoy your day off, and we've got your tickets to go see Muse all week long at 7:40 and 9:40. But actually, later on this afternoon, in the 5 o'clock hour, Heather Collins has a pair of tickets for you. It is Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning, wrapping up this Tuesday morning here. And Steph, hopefully Mercedes will be back tomorrow. She took the day off to rest up and get better.
Yeah, I think I'll check up with her in a few hours, see how she's doing. She said she was going to go to the doctor this morning. Hopefully we get some good news, and hopefully she's feeling better.
Yeah, just wasn't feeling 100% yesterday. So we'll get her back in here tomorrow. Get back at it tomorrow morning. We got two truths and a lie.
I'm actually nervous because I don't have any. I don't have a truth. I don't lie, and I have the hiccups. And I currently have the hiccups at the moment.
I got a lie, and I got a truth. I got both.
I'm always ready
to go.
Maybe you could give me one, and maybe it starts with my hiccups because it's really bad. It's really annoying.
Anyone got a cure for the hiccups, call Steph right now.
Please.
And help her out. Tomorrow morning back with two truths and a lie, plus there's tickets to go see Elton John. There's tickets to go see Muse at 7:40 and 9:40. And more keys to the Killers, your chance to go see the Killers. What an exclusive thing. A pair of tickets to the Formula One Las Vegas Grand Prix private VIP celebration with the Killers at Caesars Palace. Actually, Heather has one of those keywords at 12:20. J-Love has one at 4:20. And if you download the Odyssey app and follow Mix 94.1, you'll get a bonus keyword.
I'm sorry. My hiccups are
really... Oh, my gosh.
I'm like, yes, they do have this. It's 12:20.
You know what? Buddy. Text J Love and tell him he's going to start late. We're going to stay on here until your hiccups stop.
No.
I just want to hear you for the next 5 minutes.
I heard you got to hold your breath. I heard you got to drink water upside down. And I'm going to try all of those. So please, bear with me.
I heard you could take your friend JC's car and wash it.
Sorry, JC. That's going to be an extra fee. Oh, and it's extra dirty.
Uh-uh. It's extra dirty. All right, that'll do it for show number 1724 of Mercedes in the Morning.
Mercedes in the Morning. Did you miss the show?
You're not going to want to miss this, folks.
Catch up now. Download the podcast of today's show and get updates now online at mix941.fm. Mercedes in the Morning returns tomorrow morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.